Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, I'll tell you right now, we do need a doctor to give us the news, and so we got one. 720 WGN, I'm John Landecker with Dr. Jeffrey Copeland from Northwestern Medicine. I want to thank you for taking time this late at night to come on with us. I appreciate it, my pleasure, John.
It's good to be back on with you.
Yeah, thank you. So let's just quickly get right into it. I mean, the news seems to change almost hourly about what guideline is currently being used. What are we supposed to take from the CDC and their latest protocols?
Yeah, so, John, I agree. It's kind of like our head can explode, kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
The way things change, this is such a moving target. It's an evolving situation we have with the pandemic. So, you know, let's see if we can put some sense to this. What CDC did today was it rolled back guidance it issued 2 months ago in May when it said if a person is fully vaccinated, there would be no need to wear a mask when inside in a public place. Today, it said that in certain locations where there is a substantial or high amount of new cases of COVID, a person should wear a mask indoor in a public place, even when fully vaccinated. The key thing is substantial and high amount of new cases. The CDC actually defines that. It's one of these epidemiologic things. The good news is right now in the Chicago metropolitan area, with the exclusion of the exception of Will County, we're not in either of those two categories. So that's a good thing in the Chicago area. So it's important that our listeners understand this is a nuanced type of thing that CDC put out. It's not an absolute recommendation about masking indoors.
Well, certainly numbers are increasing. They had been decreasing, and obviously the warnings that were given were not practiced by some people. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having these increases in the number of COVID cases. Plus, then you add in these variants. I guess the big one is the Delta variant, and then you have an increase in the amount of cases, and then you're basically going back to where you started from again. I mean, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, these kind of things will happen. I'm interested, though, in what does certain places mean from the CDC? Yeah. What does that mean, yeah, certain places?
Yeah, so it really depends on how many new cases of COVID there is in any area. So in Illinois right now, the northeastern part of the state, metropolitan Chicago, is not one of those places. But if we go into certain areas of central Illinois and absolutely southern Illinois, where the vaccination rates are very low compared to the Chicago metropolitan area, those areas actually fall into the high transmission category of the CDC. And the recommendation there would be people should be wearing masks when they're indoors.
Do you have any observations about the Lollapalooza festival coming up?
Yeah, look, they're trying. You know, they're asking people to show proof of vaccination or a negative PCR test within 72 hours of attending. That's good. When they came up with those rules, though, we didn't have the Delta variant. I think people who do go and attend Lollapalooza, they should be careful. I mean, John, this isn't the time for you and me to go into the mosh pit. At Lollapalooza. I wouldn't recommend that.
But I wanted to go crowd surfing, Doctor.
Yeah, I worry about your back, Mr. Landecker, if you were to do that. But, yeah, I mean, it's any place where people are going to be jammed together is potentially an issue. And, you know, I just hope that, people are going, are going to be vaccinated, and they're, you know, they're going to be responsible in the way that they're behaving. Because whenever we put a ton of people together in an environment like that, there is a risk for a lot of infections.
You know, I just am baffled by the objection of some on getting a vaccination. You know, I grew up, there were vaccinations for all sorts of things, measles and smallpox and polio, and, you know, there are still shingles I get a vaccination for. You know, I just don't understand why suddenly this particular issue brought in so much doubt, because I don't understand that at all.
Yeah, you know, I think, John, when we talk to people who have chosen not to get vaccinated, there are multiple reasons. Different people have different reasons. It's everything from there are certain people that if the government tells them, they perceive the government's telling them to do something, they don't want to do it.
Right.
There's other people who are waiting. They're not against getting vaccinated, but they're waiting for the FDA to change the authorization from emergency use, which we have currently on the vaccines, to the permanent status. Then people are saying, I'll get vaccinated then.
See.
And I'm personally hoping that that day comes quickly, because I think that will motivate a lot of folks who are on the fence to go ahead and get vaccinated. And then we got the hardcore anti-vaxxers, John, and you know, I just don't get that. I mean, I understand that people have their objections and things they're worried about, but unfortunately, so much of that anti-vax stuff is fueled by strange conspiracy theories, statements that are just absolutely false. You know, there's a whole industry out there of people who are coming up with these unfortunate things, and people are really getting harmed by this. You know,
I agree. I
read today that there's a talk show host based in Nashville who was talking about not getting vaccinated. He's in the intensive care unit on a ventilator right now in Nashville with COVID, you know, and his family's now encouraging his listeners, we made a mistake, go ahead and get vaccinated. You don't want this to happen.
Right.
To you. And I will tell you, as somebody who's been involved with the treatment of many sick people with COVID, you don't want to get this disease.
And no.
These vaccines that we have are safe and they're really effective. Frankly, John, we have vaccines that are miracles. It truly is a miracle that we have three vaccines available to us in the United States. These things work. We've had so many people get vaccinated. Nobody has got, nobody has gotten very ill from getting the vaccine. They're safe. We all know hundreds, if not thousands, of people ourselves who have been vaccinated. And people should feel good if they've not yet been vaccinated. This is the time to do it. Please get vaccinated.
Well, thank you, doctor. Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey Coben from Northwestern Medicine, for the great advice. And always good to talk to you. And everybody get the vaccination and stay safe.